Bible questions answered. What makes a good parent? A home in which parents love and respect each other is an excellent environment for a child to grow up in. Good parents love their children and commend them, just as Jehovah God commended His Son. Matthew 3:17 reads, "Look, also a voice from the heavens said, 'This is my Son, the Beloved, whom I have approved.'" Our Heavenly Father listens to His servants, and He pays attention to their feelings. Parents do well to learn from Him and listen to what their children have to say. They should acknowledge their children's feelings, including negative expressions. Numbers 11:11 reads, "Then Moses said to Jehovah, 'Why have you afflicted your servant? Why have I not found favor in your eyes, so that you put the burden of all this people on me?'" Verse 15 reads, "If this is how you are going to treat me, please kill me right now. If I have found favor in your eyes, do not make me see any more calamity." How can you raise responsible children? As a parent, you have the authority to make rules. Learn from God's example. He expresses love for His children by clearly defining the rules and the consequences of disobeying them. But rather than force people to obey, He teaches them how to benefit from doing what is right. Isaiah 48:18 and 19 reads, "If only you would pay attention to my commandments, then your peace would become just like a river, and your righteousness like the waves of the sea. Your offspring would be as many as the sand, and your descendants as its grains. Their name would never be cut off or annihilated from before me." Make it your goal to help your children to love God. Then they will act wisely, even when they are not with you. Just as God teaches by example, teach your children to love God by your example. Deuteronomy 6:5 through 7 reads, "You must love Jehovah your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your strength. These words that I am commanding you today must be on your heart, and you must inculcate them in your sons and speak of them when you sit in your house and when you walk on the road and when you lie down and when you get up." Ephesians 4:32 reads, "But become kind to one another, tenderly compassionate, freely forgiving one another, just as God also by Christ freely forgave you." Ephesians 5:1 reads, "Therefore, become imitators of God as beloved children." End of article. For further information, please visit our website at www.jw.org. End of magazine.